Hallward turned again to the picture. My God, this is what you have done with your life? Hallward held the light up to the canvas and examined it. His hand shook. Then he sat down in the chair and buried his face in his hands. Dorian, what an awful lesson! It is too late, Basil, he murmured. Dorian Gray glanced at the picture, and suddenly an uncontrollable hatred for Basil Hallward came over him. He looked wildly around and found a knife on the top of the chest. He moved slowly toward it, passing Hallward. As soon as he got behind him, he seized the knife and turned around. Hallward moved in his chair as if he was going to rise. Dorian rushed at him and stabbed the knife into his neck. There was a silence. He could hear nothing but the dripping of Hallward's blood. He went out of the room, took the key, and locked the door. He felt strangely calm. He reached the library. He found Hallward's bag and coat. He could easily burn them afterwards. There was no evidence. It was to Paris that Basil had gone by the midnight train, as he had intended.